G'day world, Chris Hogan and Andrew Grote here for Me Media's Get Fact Up, episode 76 from the Burleyhead studio. How are you going, Andrew?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. What's today about, Andrew?
Okay, so we're talking about today boosting on Facebook, and that's when you've put a post on your business page and you hit that boost button. So after you make a post, you get the option to boost. And we're looking at that in comparison to using Facebook's professional business tools such as Business Manager and Ads Manager and weighing them up. And the big thing here is using the boost tools, the simple boost tools, it looks good and it's very accessible. So it's very easy to throw $20 onto a boosted post and see some level of effectiveness, but it's hard to actually track what's going on behind the scenes. So that's mainly what I want to talk about today.
Sure. And I guess it would be very important for people to recognize before they hit a boost or apply a boost budget to a post what outcomes they want from the boosting, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't know your marketing objectives, then maybe it's not worth throwing money on just yet. And a big thing, this came up in the office, there was a conversation where we were talking about someone got 1,500 views on a video for something like $12, and they were very happy with that. And my question was, how many inquiries did you get from that? And they didn't have any clue. They said, well, it seems to be working, so that's good. But unless we can actually pinpoint, did you get inquiries, clicks, is there some sort of actionable lesson from this, then it's hard to say if it was effective or not. You might have got a lot of views, but that could mean many different things, especially in Facebook's case.
Yep. Absolutely. And there's many other insights that you can see from boosting on the page, like we mentioned, like post engagements.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, in one of my other businesses, that post engagement is excellent validation that we're getting brand awareness and whatnot. But in some people's cases, they might really want those inquiries. And we do have clients that want, obviously, we're driving those inquiries for. And clicks through to website and whatnot, and that's why it's important to run through Ads Manager, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if you're just trying to get a video out there to as many people as possible, then maybe that's a good option. But not a lot of people actually want to do that. Most small to medium-sized businesses want some sort of return. And that's where you got to look at the difference between using a simple boost or using Ads Manager. The fundamental difference between using Facebook's simple boost button and Ads Manager, which is the professional tool, is for one, you're letting Facebook, for boosting, you're letting Facebook decide the best people to show it to. So you basically, you do get to choose some options. You can choose your location, you can choose genders, some basic demographic things. You can choose up to 10 interests. But outside of that, Facebook will decide the best people to show it to. And Facebook chooses very quickly the best people to show it to. So if it finds that someone in this particular region with a particular set of interests viewed your video, it'll keep showing it to those types of people, which obviously has some issues there because that may not be in line with your business objectives. Whereas if you're using Ads Manager, you have a full set of targeting that you can do. You can target very, very specifically, and then Facebook will run with what you said. So if you have a specific psychographic that you want to use, a specific type of client that you want to target, you can target that down to the T, and then Facebook will find like 10,000 people like that, and then you can measure how many of those people are seeing it. Beyond that is the tracking of both of the tools. So with simple boosting, you can see the amount of views you got, you can see the reach, and you can see interactions is the word they use, either interactions or engagements.
Engagements, especially for video. Yeah.
But engagements can mean many things in Facebook's terminology. So if you got 200 engagements on a video, that might be great, but if you got no inquiries from it, then you kind of have to question what engagements mean. And to demystify that, engagements can mean if someone's seen your video or seen your post, within the next 30 days, if they interact with that post or anything that you've done on your business page, it's counted as an interaction. And that might be as much as someone going to your business page and liking a totally separate post. That's considered an engagement. It doesn't necessarily mean someone called you or inquired or anything like that. Whereas if you're using Ads Manager, you can break down your engagements into people that clicked a button on your post, people that clicked a link to your website, people that pressed the play button, people that went to your page and then inquired or sent you a message. You can break all those things down. So then if you have an actual goal from putting that promotion out, you can measure it very effectively how many people met that goal. And then you can make some sort of actionable marketing decisions on that. So if you put 3 videos out in a week and you find one's getting you inquiries, of course you'd want to do more of the same thing. And that's the big difference, is just the visibility of what's actually working.
Fantastic. So what's the best course of action for people then to start using your Ads Manager?
Okay, so anyone can set up Business Manager and Ads Manager in Facebook. You don't need anything special. But the issue that a lot of people have is it's a bit more complicated, significantly more complicated, and there's a lot of tools that come with it. And you're just giving them all at once. So it can be a little bit overwhelming. The thing I would suggest is just stick to a certain type of post to start with. And we all know that video works the best. So if you're doing videos, just stick to your video posts and just learn all the features one by one, or find someone to speak to that knows a bit more about it and start there.
Yeah. And there's also an Ads Manager app available on the iOS platform. So, I mean, I for one have looked into that and felt like that actually is easier to use for ads than the desktop version.
You know what? It is pretty good. And it's now available in Android too, just recently.
Yep.
So everyone has access to that if they want to use it. It's simple. It's simplified, obviously. It has to be simplified for the mobile, but it's great for managing all the ads that you have out there. If you put out, say, a split test of a couple of different ads to try different things, and you're on the road and you open up that app and you can see this one's performing better than the others, you can switch them off, switch off the ones that aren't working, or you can put a bit more money on the ones that are. Like, you can do it straight from your phone, which is great.
But then coming back to desktop, I think to do the initial setup is obviously a much better choice.
Definitely, yeah.
And all, you know, given that it is a little bit more convoluted and difficult to use, or requires a bit more time and education to use, that the desktop is you know, going to suck up more time, but it's well worth it.
Absolutely, absolutely. But even just using the phone, you get more insight and visibility than just using Boost. So yeah, that's definitely where I would get started, is creating a Business Manager account and going from there.
And some methods that I know that people use is just do, when you're starting out, is just do a dollar a day sort of budgeting as well. Don't go for the huge amount of reach that maybe Facebook's saying that you're going to get on spending huge amounts of money. You can just play with a dollar a day, albeit it takes you longer to actually get the reach, but it could actually be better quality results that you get too.
Yeah, so Facebook will give you a bunch of goals when you go to create an ad. Do you want reach, impressions, which is people that literally saw the ad, clicks, conversions, all that sort of thing. Don't go for the high-end stuff just yet. Stick to things like impressions and clicks for the time being, because that Facebook builds up data of what is and isn't working, and it needs about 50 results a week to start to optimize. So if you're not going to get 50 conversions a week, just forget about that for now. If you're not going to get 50 clicks a week, maybe stick to views for the time being, because once Facebook sees something's working, it all makes suggestions and you can see the difference of what's working there. So start at the bottom and work your way up, and don't add too many variables in at the start. Just stick with maybe testing your location and testing just the basic interests. Don't add 200 things in straight away, because you're not going to know what is and isn't working. Start small and you know, test bit by bit.
Yeah, and a bit broader, smaller and a bit broader. Yeah,
absolutely. It's always going to be better than just hitting Boost and letting Facebook decide. You're not going to know. You'll never know what's working.
Groovy. Well, that's some fantastic advice from Andrew. And we hope you've enjoyed this episode of Get Fact Up. We're here every week. You can check it out on memedia.com.au, or you can check us out on YouTube as well. Just search for Me Media. And we also release them on Facebook. So we're on all channels. Thanks very much for your time, Andrew.
No worries.
Cheers.
Thank you.